Okay. Well, we started talking about last time the kosher switch. You can read about it all over the internet, and people talk about it. It's two different modes. The weekday mode is Ametek Shadam Mezes Eino Osa Shum Pulach Ashbalet. The switch doesn't do anything directly with electricity. It just simply removes in the interior some type of blockage. And in Matzav Chol, it's Poel Al Yedei, an ion electronic, an electric eye, Sheyotzer Mechitzo Kedei Shehazerem Yispatel. The Rak Chisrono, and I guess when you move the switch, Yisarenu Esamoneo, V'kama Shniyos L'achakach Tadlik Eth HaChadmal. And seconds afterwards, it's going to know to light the whatever, the electricity to whatever gadget you want to turn on or off. And that's b'matzav chol. The purpose of that would be, again, no one would be matter to use that l'chachila at all, but that would be able to prevent the evident situation where someone walks into a room and they turn on the light, but either not realizing it's Shabbos or just simply not realizing anything, either Masasik or Shogig, how to be Magdi that exactly. And, okay, so if that may be Toelis of having it, if people commonly are turning it on or off, then maybe Kedai think to have to minimize the Isser. The question is how much one should go out of their way to do that, as we spoke about last time in terms of covering the switches. Do you have to do that or not? Okay. L'chor, there's nothing to be lost, but nothing to be lost by doing today. Only L'chor is only a game. Now, the only thing we could clear there, whether that would be a grama or not, there'd be at least reason, very good reason to think that would be a grama, for the purpose at least not of as a chumrah. The way of if it al hatzad that it is a grama or even less than a grama, then we prevented chilul Shabbos. Okay, that sounds good. Now the more questionable, what needs to be thought about more, is the matzav Shabbos. The matzav Shabbos is actually now lichachila. Could we arrange this in a way where we're going to be able to turn on or off the light, the whatever equipment you want to turn on Shabbos. So with the same method of chol, that wouldn't work. At best, that was a grama. Grama we know is at least it's a drabanan. We're not making all that lechachila. It may be helpful in terms of hospitals. That's not a usage that we're speaking about here, but that may be an area which is kedaya. And at the other level, those type of needs, maybe that would be kedai. But now, on Matzav Shabbos, you have a shlichas hakaren elektronis avi hakol ba'akroi. Yeah, it runs the same way it does during the week, but with additional features. What's going on? Again, at certain points, electricity is going through it. Other times, it is not. So when electricity is going through it, there's a red light. Stop. Don't you dare touch the press the button right now or turn the switch right now. Because right now, within the very near future, you're gonna be causing the light to go on by turning the switch. However, when the switch is green, that basically means the system is off. And it doesn't say how often. I'm not sure it matters, but probably kama shniyos. It's going to go back on. And by your pressing the thing, the electric eye is going to read that you turned on the thing. So normally during the week it would go back on. But on Shabbos, what they do is, they generate, computer generated, a system where they're going to create sfeikos as to whether or not it's actually going to go on. Right? You're going to move the switch. It's going to notice eventually when the electricity goes on. It's going to notice the electric eye. Or the light's going to, it's going to be the electric light. Then it's first going to decide. It's going to decide by basically the computer generating numbers. If the number is higher than a certain thing, let's say numbers out of 100. Let's make believe it's higher than 50, then it will move on to the next app. If not, it'll start again. Completely randomly. Right? So it now knows so it may or may not go on. It may or may not go on. Then, even if, I might as well read this. Psychologically, here's the cut. Start of cycle, status light green, random delay. During this time, use of the mechanical on-off button is permissible. During this delay, when the status light is green, the user is presented with a visual cue providing the assurance that the device is totally dormant or dead, and that one's action is only the movement of a piece of plastic with no halakhic implications. The status light red means it's paused for a predefined duration. This duration is halakhically significant and provides the optimal distancing between the user's action and any reaction that may come about in the future. It doesn't tell you here how long it is. I'm curious, but... failure probability number one. The kosher choice picks a random number between 1 and 100. This number must exceed a certain threshold. Also random within a preset range. If it is a winner... It continues to the next step. Otherwise, the cycle has failed, and the device must start from the beginning. Light pulse pair. The transmitter sends a light pulse, and the receiver looks for this light pulse to determine if it was received. Depending on the obstruction, non-obstruction position of the on-off button, and what you turned on or off, this step lasts a few milliseconds, and is the only time during the entire cycle that this component is active. The rest of the time, it is dead. Failure probability number two. The kosher switch picks a random number between 1 and 100. This number must exceed a certain threshold. Also random, again, within a preset range. If it is a winner, it continues to the next step. Otherwise, the cycle has failed and must start again. That's the way it works. So what do you think before I start talking? Okay, we're going to think a lot. I think not so much to say. So their makeup, because... number one, they're considering it at least a gram. If not, they think it's better than that, because again, it's based on hasara samoneas. Maybe minia samoneas in there, what we'd call. He's blocking lights, but sure. And plus the time, and okay, plus the time delay. At least in their eyes, they think makes it at least a gram. I mean, to be makel, like, at least a gram, if not better in their perspective. And secondly, the thing they keep talking about. Since it creates a random suffix, therefore it's not a psik ratio. Okay. So. First of all, first things first. The only time, again, everything that I've spoken about until in this entire series about electricity, we've been dining on that. I've been pretty level-headed. I've been pretty, even, I mean, more or less you could say this, you could say that. I gave each opinion. I'm very, very rarely am I going to be machuya. They're post-game, they're gedolim to do that. I'm presenting the issues and presenting the sides. This is the one case I think there's mamish atolos. This is wrong. But one application of psik resha is that the chlal not shayach in this regard. Psik Resha is when I'm dragging Gora Olam Mito Kivla B'Safsul V'Az Jalo Yuz Kavi and Lassos Choretz. Moder Rav Shimon Psik Resha V'Lo Yamos. Here, in this situation, you are trying to turn on the light. Well, right! I mean, what exactly? Well, how could... Dover Shainim is Kavi... We're Mekel when Dover Shainim is Kavi with 99% of the chance. I mean, okay, maybe it's Odom... Karov Psik Resha, fine. But anything short of Karov Psik Resha, we're still Mekel, 90%. So that would... I don't even know why they need a random number here. As long as it should be... Lefid Varav, it should be Mutter, as long as 95% of the time... Even if 95% of the time, 5% of the time, it's not going to go on. Yeah, you're miscavving. It's absurd. It doesn't make any sense to apply psychoasia here. Right? We should be machmir, otherwise it's just exactly. We should machmir suffix the rights of the chumrah. So that per se is just off. That just doesn't get started. Now, is it a grama? Is it a grama? So then there are very strong reasons to say that it is a grama, in a sense being that it is happening in an indirect fashion. The at least by doing it, even niyas samone, you're not positively turning it on. However, as we keep pointing out, number one, you're using Zohar Ruach Mesayaso as your... Certainly, this is your Malachas Machshavis here. You're trying to arrange the contraption. This is very, very, very different than the grama of either Shabbos Chof Mabez, where tangentially I happen to set up a way of being Machabe the Ner somewhat of a distance when the fire happens to get to it. Right here, I'm trying to accomplish this goal in this way. It's very, very different than arranging when the fire happens to get there. Very positive. Yeah, right, depending on what the rule, what the exception is, but if... Exactly. Yeah, I mean, I'm just throwing out a maramakum, which certainly needs to be thought about. Right, if Zohar is the exception, then fine. But we showed from many, many sources that it wasn't necessarily the case. Right, Rashi, we tried our Beinu Chananel, and it's a good chazor, thing we spoke about. We had Rabbeinu Chananel and Shabbos on Kuf Kaf, who applied it in other melachos as well. However, whatever the yishuv was between those two gemaras would need to be thought about in this context, right? And even if we were talking about that minias hamoneya, of Levi Yisrael Kalpern. In this situation, it's very, very different when I'm talking about blocking the wind from coming in from the door as opposed to when I'm dealing with in one contraption. In other words, even if you'll tell me, I'll grant you this is a grama. I'll grant you it's a grama. I'll grant maybe. But it's not going to be better than a grama because is this really menias tamone? I'm looking at it from an outside, I'm blocking an outside factor from coming in, and therefore it's not even a grama. It's all within one... We point out when one pulls the trigger of a gun, one's pulling backwards, it's going forward. Why is that a maisa? Assuming it is, assuming it's a chait, it works the exact same way. You're just letting go when it's happening. Elamai, because that's the way the contraption is made for that to be your maisa. Elcho, even beyond Hilcha Shabbos. So I'm not at all convinced that it's even a grama, but there at least is a strong starting to say that it's a grama. But to say that it's better than a grama is not so posh to say. It's probably not better than a grama. It's a grama, is it more or less? It's a grama. You created a mechanism. Again, here the fact that it is done in a very mishunadika fashion, depending, again, it's hard for me to visualize it, but maybe a few second delays and that type of thing, probably maybe a form of a shinoi or maybe a form of make gufa, make it a little bit more of a grama, because I could handle that. But to say it's not a grama at all is, and therefore be matir lechachila, is very problematic, I think. Again, this is my is. Again, the shlichas karen hach when yisavi hakol bakroi. That's their main masbir. What's the point of having it bakroi? Is what they gain. Kedei shekol machzor shebo ikas sofik iyod lak. And then he continues. This is fascinating. Ah, the alpi has statistics. Mistomo yud lak be'echad mikama pamim. Meaning, it's going to have a cycle within itself. You move the switch. So therefore, either it may go on the first time, it may not go on the first time. So instead it's just going to keep. So a few, maybe 30 seconds later. I don't know the numbers, how many seconds, it doesn't say there. But a number of seconds later, it's going to keep trying until it generates what it wants, until it goes on. So he argues that even though alpi statistics, it's vaday, not vaday, there's never a vaday, because there's a muscle that I think Rabbi Leibowitz used, but it's a very correct muscle in terms of this. Let's say somebody has, a couple has a number of children. So the first one they have a boy, the second one they have another boy, and they have another boy, and then they have another boy. So they're already on their 15th child. What are the odds? The first 14 were all boys. What are the odds of 15? The 15th is going to be a boy, huh? 50%. It's the same 50%. So you never, even though on each and every one, you never know whether it's going to be the numbers here are going to work out. Yeah, that's the light's going to go on. So you have a suffering.
Is anyone attending a spec speaker here?
Is anyone tiny? Because they made it a double suffix.
It's two separate steps. So, or even though it's like mitzvah, it's probably a badai, but like it might be a sex speaker.
Ah, so that's where they come. Hold on, it's not even a sex speaker at all. In their perspective, it's not because they're considering it not a psikresha. I don't know what they're doing. I have no idea why he's saying once it's not a psikresha, you might as well make it 70%. I don't. I have no idea what they're. It could be that they made it double to make it. I'm about to say, I'm going to show you that's can't be. It can't be. Okay, so first of all, I mean, they know it already. They know this is. In our base medrash, things may be different because we know this should be similar to another machlok, another discussion. Schechter holds what about this type of thing, about statistics, where, right, if you have a rove based on what? If you have a rove based on the fact that if you look at every single, in this case, you look at every cycle of the, of this computer, you may call it, generating numbers. So every cycle, it's good to suffix. But if you take the conglomerate of all of the cycles, then the odds are quite high that it's going to go on, and therefore no one really would want to use the switch if it's not really going to, it's not going to be successful. So eventually it's going to go on, but you have to wait 30 seconds. But I don't know the times. That doesn't really matter that much, I don't think, in my eyes. Unless it's not going to go on until after Shabbos. But that's not what we're talking about. I think we're talking about milliseconds, maybe minutes. I'm not sure which one, but that. Okay, so if you'll tell me, we look at it for a shechter already. We know the famous case of the milk. The famous case of the milk is what you have a behemoth where rove of them are not treifos, but we know there's a meal, probably even a meal hamatzli, I think, which are treifos. So in terms of if you're milking. Problem is, you don't really know something's a behemoth is a treif, but when you're milking it. So if you're milking Elsie the cow, you're allowed to drink Elsie's milk because we assume it to be kosher. The problem is, they mix together many, many animals, the milks of many, many animals together. And by doing so, you end up with a miyot of, you end up with a significant amount of them, which are no longer, which the cholav of a treifa, which would be, the cholav of a treifa is treif. And you would need a shishim levatla. And you don't have shishim levatla. Right, the nature of the miyot hamatzalik, so Rav Shechter wanted to, it was machmir on that issue. But their emes is, if that's the only issue, Rav Poskim probably are, whatever the svar is, seem to be machmir against Rav Shechter. Rav Poskim, I think the world does drink milk. Right? And that's what they noted. They noted, I think they themselves bring up that issue, and they think Rav Poskim are to drink milk. Okay. Naniach. This is 10 times worse. Bishlama, with Yenya Zaiti, Bishlama, when I'm dealing with the behemoths and the milk, L'chora, we have the right to do what? To say that I have a right to look at every behemoth b'fnei atzmo. I have a look at the right to say this one is not a treifa. It's a rov, it's not a treifa. This one's a rov, it's not a treifa. This one's a rov, not a treifa. You don't know of anyone which is different. Right? So therefore, I could say that this one, I can now milk this one and put the milk in and say it's fine. And this one, put the milk in and put it. Then, eventually, there's a meal which I don't know about. Okay, what could I do? I don't. Each one had its own latira. Peshaita. Now, Shane came here. What in the world told me I have the right to look at any cycle within the system? As a completely man-made, my goal is to turn on the light. Who cares about these cycles? The odds you turn the switch, the odds are you're going to turn on the light. There's no robe without a cycle. The cycle is just a completely their own generated concept. I mean, even in Svek Sveka Gufa, you bring up Svek Sveka in terms of Ro, whatever. Svek Sveka, it's very, very complicated. Again, Mishnah Shem Elohim next year in Suvis, when do you say that something is cool, Kulachad a Sveka? When do you say it's a Svek Sveka?
If you don't say Mitam Ro, it might work better. If you don't say Mitam Ro,
then you need to have two separate Svekos.
Which you might have because they set up two separate systems.
Is this really two separate systems? What made this two separate systems? The question is this going to go on? You're doing a maisa. Is this maisa going to cause it to go on? And the answer to that question is, the odds are yes. Who cares? What? If it's going to go on this way, you're going to go on that way, you're going to go on that way, you're going to go on that way. The question is not about, the suffix is not about whether or not this cycle is going to cause it to go on. It's a completely irrelevant question. The question is, I am doing a maisa. Is that going to cause the light to go on? And the answer is, I think 99% of the time over the course of Shabbos, yes. Is it possible that it won't? Yes. Right? Right, so their taina was the chol mishmi. The chol machzav shebo ika sofik yudlak after his statistics. Mestama yudlak vechem ikam apayim. Pa'amim ein zem mochroch. They're correct. That it's not mochroch. That's l'chein ein zem sekreisha. So again, ein l'chzorach yin l'fiyani asdaiti the v'kan ilohavi kigroma. Mam mishyur kibben eskavi. You're being machavi to do this. It doesn't, as we pointed out before, therefore, and lo matzino b'shemakom b'shasti tivu lasos malachol achachila b'ofen grama daku b'tleika l'tzorech daku shelo b'miskat. Leave that point out. And therefore, and l'fiyani estaiti nirali the ein lahatid of azel achachila klal. You can't. play games like this. The lo odef mishar grama. Besides what I pointed out, besides the taina of the melachas machsheves asvei Torah, the kivan the metuchnan lakach, it's prearranged for this purpose as a ma'isa mamish. After al yedei shehiya.
So you think it's only
a semi rabbanon? That's no, I'm not at all sure of that. But at least there, that you can die. That you can clear whether or not that's grammar or not. There's what the Torah. I can even hear.
Because then you can ask
heck,
and then you can add on to other things.
Say it again.
Like shvus,
and you can. Yeah. So if they want to use it, if they want to use it in hospitals. I hear that. If they want to use it in security. And again, in a B'makom Sorek, if they want to use it, it's not what they want to do. They're trying to be Mepharsim it for Moshe in his home to use. They're trying to use it for the typical Jew. So it certainly it seems, to my eye, the NES diet seems very, very, very problematic. Again, I mean, this is he tries to address. I think it's wrong, but I should know that he does try to address that point. That it's not a psikresha is only when you're not miskaving, right? And I think it's a bomb question, so he tries to address that. He quotes in the name of the Pnei Yoshua, but I think it's most of the Pshuta. The whole gets off the ground. Only when the Dovah Shem is Kavim, as the Pnei Yoshua and Shabbos, the Dovah Shem is Kavim Mutter Dakush Shalom Nekar Toch Ma'isa Shoslo Shem Iser. So he's Docha, and his Tshuva is about it. Tchiyos with the shiny zoo to keep on the aim be Ma'isa of Shum Mashmos. Since at this point you're just stam pressing a random switch. I know what makes it a random switch. Because it's not connected to electricity right now, therefore it's the equivalent of doing nothing. I don't know if you ask me, it says on or off. It says on or off. So I'm not sure how innocuous that mesa could be. If it says on, if you're doing it, if it's basically it's an on or off switch for the purpose of turning it on. I don't know what that means. Even though in Echanami, it's not mechuber to electricity yet. We'll grant them that right now. But self calls over to the purpose of turning it on. That's very, very difficult. So in terms of those are the main issues of the kosher switch. So if you want to use it on the Eved level, the Makom Tzorech, I hear there's what to talk about. But the Chachila level seems very, very problematic for everything I spoke about till now, and what we're about to talk about right now. So they try, in terms of, let's say, things like Maris Ayin or Zilzal Shabbos. So Maris Ayin is like a big sign, and it says kosher switch. And they know, they think it may not be Maris Ayin, because first of all, soon everybody's going to have them. So it's not going to be Maris Ayin, because everybody knows that it's the kosher switch to be turning on. And it only goes on a few seconds later. It's pretty weird, right? You turn on the switch, and then you just have to wait for X amount of time afterwards. Okay, so I don't know. Again, Rav Moshe seems to have been concerned somewhat for Maris Ayin, even if the light went on, if you said it before Shabbos. Okay, I mean, the world in that sense, not everyone's passing Gar Moshe. But again, more problematic is where Moshe's Tainu was. Once we start permitting this, then already in terms of the Zilzal, the Zilusa, the Shabbos, that seems to be a little bit more problematic. And again, he was concerned of Moshe if you could press again on Erev Shabbos and run factories. And whatever we permitted already on Erev Shabbos is one thing. It became rogel for the lights. This has not happened yet in terms of these switches. This seems to be just a move in the direction of sort of letting everything go on Shabbos. So shalo b'makom tzorech, in terms of zelusa the Shabbos, that is still going to probably establish, that concept is still probably going to be around. Again, b'makom tzorech, this is probably what probably does make things better, but that's certainly not what they're trying to accomplish. So b'makom v'nes daiti, if you want to use it to the Eved level, maybe it's probably nothing to lose and only to gain. But in terms of using lechachila, I advise against it. You know, that doesn't seem to be correct. It doesn't seem to be. Anything else you want to add about this? I think that's okay. Adkan.